live from Studio A here at WKDW 97.5 FM. It is The Power Team. We're here every Wednesday evening from 5 until 6 p.m. where we talk about business and improving your business. Little tips and hints on how to improve your business, whether you want to start one or whether you're in business now. I'm Rich Suggs. I am one of the hosts here on The Power Team. And I will introduce my cohorts here at The Power Team. If you're listening to us on WKDW 97.5 FM, that's our flagship station here in Southwest Florida. But you also can, if it's live, you can listen to us on www.kdwradio.com. And we also are broadcasting live on Facebook. If you are listening to us on a tape delayed basis, obviously those will not be available. But if you are looking on Facebook, you can see my cohorts. Mark Miles, attorney at law, and Ed Davis. He is a mentor with SCORE. And we are all, specialize in businesses, small business, how to help businesses grow. And so welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Part of what we're trying to do here is provide a resource for people that are in business that would like to start a business, whether it's just directly from a concept or you might have been in business 5 years, 10 years, and you're just trying to either start something new or to improve your business. We are here to try to help you be a resource, and we want to discuss today feasibility analysis. So this is one of the very first steps you would take on if you're starting a business or you're thinking about expanding your business with a new product line or a new service or something. You really need to kind of sit down and do some, for lack of a better term, due diligence.
Yeah. However, unfortunately, probably about 95% of most businesses that are smaller businesses don't do any of this whatsoever. The bigger companies know. They do their market research and analysis.
Right.
IBM, GE, they don't just come out and say, let's take a look at this product for fun of it. They do their work ahead of time. Small businesses usually tend not to.
Right.
Well, and that's the nice thing about the feasibility analysis is that you can take a look at things like you were talking about. You can take a look at things. Is it going to work? Is there anybody out there who wants to buy a new product? If I expand my business, if I buy a bigger building, or if I buy more trucks and put on more technicians, will the business be there? Is anybody going to use that business? And the idea with a feasibility analysis is that you can do that without really dipping into your bank account and having to put yourself and your savings and and your business on the line.
Absolutely, because one of the things that a lot of people do whenever they get excited is they think with emotion instead of with smarts, or with intelligence. Gosh, this is a great idea. I'm sure everybody wants it. Well, that's not always true, And so let's back the emotion off. Because I think one of the worst things you can do financially for yourself is to dive into a business that you're not ready for. That will take, whether you have savings that you're going to be wasting or whether you're going to take out a loan or you're going to bother, your in-laws or your parents or whatever for the money. Why waste that money when you can find out with a simple feasibility analysis, there is some work involved. But this is really the first step.
Yeah, and if you're not willing to do the work, then I think you should think.
It only gets tougher from there.
You may not be putting the work into the business. If you can't do the work to feasibility, you may not be doing the work for the business. So,
right.
And
right.
As we all know, all business requires a lot of work.
Exactly.
All right. So let's and Ed, you have with SCORE. If you're in the local area, you have an opportunity here probably that you're not going to have everywhere across the country. You are one of the only SCORE locations that you're aware of that actually puts on a entrepreneurial academy.
Right.
And, you know, we are here in Southwest Florida, you know, and you can feel free to contact Ed. He'll give you your contact information later, but...